Pleased to say joining us is the Tigers captain and the man who got the scoring underway this afternoon, Michael Shenton. Michael, congratulations. An emphatic result, really. You couldn't wish for anything better, could you?
Yeah, cheers, Mark. It was pleasing. Yeah, really satisfying result at the end. We thought it was going to be a real tough game and we came into this ready for a real battle. But no, after a kind of a bit of a tough start, we got things going and then we had a 15-minute period toward the end of the first half, which is sensational, where Saints didn't touch the ball and we just kept scoring. So when you have that kind of end to a first half, it's like, right, let's get back in there, let's start, because they're going to get a bit of a roast and it'll come out. But we started on fire in the second half and things got a bit crazy in the middle of the second half. I think we were looking for too much, but that's just the way we play, I suppose. When Powley gives us the license to play, you're going to get a bit excited at times. But no, really satisfying, and the boys are really happy.
There was times last year, you know, Darrell has questioned your defence. There was a spell, probably 10 minutes just before the half-hour mark, where you defended your line back-to-back a few times. And is that the difference in this team? Everyone talks about the tries you score, but if you'd have conceded then, it's a different game, isn't it?
No, it's some real steel to our defence at the moment. We've got a bit of a mentality that don't let things phase us. Sometimes you'll look me and Gailey and we'll be blowing up at the referee sometimes, but we are talking as well, just quickly switch on. If we give a penalty away or have an error, it's that focus into defence mode. Let's go. And the way we finish our set sometimes is it's thinking about the next defensive set. So that mentality of our team's totally changed from last year. And that's the area we identify we need. If you want to be a championship team, that's the area we've got to do. We've got to do the most changing. And we have. And I'm glad you brought that up, because that's a great side of our game. They scored 10 points today. I mean, yeah. That's St. Helens. And with only missing Johnny Lomax, which is that's a strong team. So to get that kind of result shows what kind of form we're in.
And as you mentioned, you know, you got the try early on, and then you mentioned that 10. I think you got 5 tries in 10 minutes either side of half time. I mean, that's just enough. That's going to win you a lot of games, a spell like that, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I mean, when we want to execute, we can really execute, and we can pull teams to bits. And I think it's all over the field now. I think last year when we had Luke Gale as an half, we only had a left side focus. This year, we're right up the middle, left edge, right edge is on fire. And I think young Tom Holmes that stepped up today and played well. He's been playing over at Batley, doing a job there, and Batley had confidence to throw him in there today, because Benny Roberts was a bit 50-50. He wanted to play, so he gave him the opportunity. And when we had that kind of first half, there's no point risking him. So I'm really glad for Tommy that he stepped up and played well.
Yeah, good. He played well last week as well. What about Jake Webster on the other side to you? But I mean, what a player this guy's been for Castleford. A new deal for him as well. You must be delighted with that.
Oh, absolutely. Jake's a big part of this team, and he's kind of our link to the fans as well. He absolutely loves it. He loves getting involved with them, and he's kind of made this his home, and he's played his best rugby in a long time. And I think the last 3 years he's been sensational, and he's just keeps on going. He's getting better. He's getting older, isn't he? So. No, it's the right call. The club's made the right call looking after him, and he's been putting his body on line this year for us as well. So really pleased for Jake, and it's good for the club as well. Looking forward to next year. Obviously, Jake's focused on this year, like the rest of the boys, but it's nice to know next year we're looking in good stead again.
It's important no one gets carried away, and I know you guys certainly won't do that, but you're top of the table, you're into the last 8 of the cup. No one could have asked much more from you, could they, in the opening half of the season?
No, we're ticking the boxes at the moment, going along. I know. You've just got to get these games over. You've just got to keep winning, playing well, and keep aiming to improve each player. I mean, you're going to have dips in form, you're going to have peaks in form, so that's a season, that's how it goes. But we've got to have an eye on that kind of end goal. This is important, these kind of periods in the season. You can't let it slip. I mean, there's so many teams chase us in the league as well. It's so tight there at the top. We let a couple of games slip away from us, but we're right in the mix for that top 4. That's the goal, the cup. Obviously, today was a different focus for us, and it's great that we're into that. I mean, you've got a great chance, haven't you? When we finish in the top 8, then we're just coming 4 games to win a final. So it's a fantastic opportunity, and obviously that's a big one ticked off. And knowing that Saints are out the cups, a big one for us.
It is. In terms of the next round, you just want someone down here at the Jungle, because it wasn't full today, but it was certainly a good atmosphere.
No, it's always tough on the Challenge Cup, especially Saturday afternoon, but. No, the atmosphere was buzzing, and rightly so. There was some fantastic rugby getting played. I thought bits of defence we showed, a bit of aggression was great, but then obviously everyone wants to talk about our attack, and sometimes you, as a player, you just sit back and and just admire it. You get caught just watching it. So it's awesome. It's awesome to be part of this team and to lead them about. It is great.
And for you, another big weekend next week. You got a Newcastle. You're taking on Leeds. I mean, they're going to be coming at you, aren't they? After what happened here earlier in the season, it's another big game. They're all big games at the minute, aren't they?
Yeah, I think after we played Leeds that day, they kind of changed their season around, haven't they? They played a lot better, and they're right behind us in the league as well. You kind of just got to remember it's a bit of a jovial partisan atmosphere up there at times, and with the last game on Sunday, so we've just got to remember this is an important league game here. Don't get too carried away and just get the job done. That's the most important thing about that. Obviously, people are looking to us to play well, but just get the 2 points, get the job done. We know it's going to be big ass Leeds. We've got some fantastic players and they're playing well, but we know on our day we can get the job done.
Yeah, well done today. It was job done, but you did it pretty well, I've got to be honest.
It was
good to watch. You must be delighted, proud as well, that you know you've been here a long time. I know you had a spell away, but you've been here, you've seen the ups and downs, and at the minute the club's doing well, isn't it?
Oh, it's awesome to be part of. Like I said before, it's amazing to be part of. And I've just seen Kurt Dixon here, who's one of our players. He went through all the tough times with me down here before, and he just loves it as well. So it's for everyone really that's stuck by the club and been through them tough times as well, knowing that how hard we're working and everyone's behind us as well. So it's important that we keep this form going and have an eye on that end goal at the end of the season.
Excellent. Well, good luck with the draw, and we'll see you again next weekend. Michael, thanks for joining us live.
Cheers,
on Radio Yorkshire.